Job chapter 8. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered, "How long will you speak these things? Shall the words of your mouth be a mighty wind? Does God pervert justice, or does the Almighty pervert righteousness? If your children have sinned against him, he has delivered them into the hand of their disobedience." So Bildad's saying, well, your children were all killed, means they must have sinned, and God's punished them. And they may have sinned, but that's again missing the point, that suffering does not come just because of sin. There's a bigger picture here, and Bildad totally doesn't get that. If you want to seek God diligently, make your supplication to the Almighty. If you were pure and upright, surely now he would awaken for you and make the habitation of your righteousness prosperous. Though your beginning was small, yet your latter end would greatly increase. Please inquire of past generations, find out about the learning of their fathers, for we are but of yesterday, and know nothing, because our days on earth are as a shadow. Shall they not teach you, and tell you, and utter words out of their heart? So I think he's saying, look, our fathers, the traditional wisdom, understood very clearly that you suffer if you sin, and that must be true. Whereas Job is coming to an understanding that no, you suffer not because you sin, but because the hand of God is working in your life, and although you can't immediately understand why you're suffering, there is a purpose which later you may understand, and certainly in the kingdom we will understand. So he's being taught that the traditions of men and the traditional understandings are not necessarily right. And don't forget, Bildad is one of the sons of God, it seems, one of the believers who had come before the Lord. And yet he is still following the traditional wisdom rather than seeking to understand the direction that God himself is taking. Can the papyrus grow up without mud? Can the rushes grow without water? While it's yet in its greenness, not cut down, it withers before any other reed. So are the paths of all who forget God. The hope of the godless man shall perish, whose confidence shall break apart, whose trust is in a spider's web. So he's implying that Job has forgotten God and is a godless man, but that's certainly not true. So if you've got a wrong idea, for example, that if you suffer it must be because you've sinned and forgotten God, you can end up slandering people. You can end up telling a godly person you are not godly, and that's not right. He goes on and on about the sufferings of the wicked as he sees it because of their sin. He shall lean on his house, but it shall not stand. He shall cling to it, but it shall not endure. Maybe that's alluding to how the wind came out of the wilderness and destroyed the houses of Job's sons and killed them. He is green before the sun. His shoots go forth over his garden. His roots are wrapped around the rock pile. He sees the place of stones. If he's destroyed from his place, then it shall deny him, saying, "I have not seen you." Behold, this is the joy of his way. Out of the earth others shall spring. Behold, God will not cast away a blameless man, neither will he uphold the evildoers. Well, God did not cast away, but he did cause evil to come upon Job, who he does describe as a blameless man. So Bildad is saying, well, Job, you're obviously not a blameless man. Well, God knew that he was. And this is something we often have to go through, where God thinks highly of us. We are his beloved children. We are the children of his love. We are precious to him. But other people want to tell us that, no, that's not the case at all. That's not how God looks at you. But it is. He will still fill your mouth with laughter, your lips with shouting. Those who hate you shall be clothed with shame. The tent of the wicked shall be no more. Well, it was the tents of Job's sons that were destroyed. So again, he's pretty strongly implying your sons were wicked, you're wicked, that's why they perished.